Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Wow, it's so good to hear that jingle again. It is August 7th, 2014, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast, Sam Crowley. Been off the radar for a few days. Going to explain exactly where and why all that's been going on. It's exciting, man. It's exciting living the life of an entrepreneur. You know where I haven't been? I haven't had a job. It's funny, I haven't had a job in 7 years or so, and it feels pretty good. Is it always a smooth seas? Are we always sailing the smooth seas? No, man. There's been times over that 7 years I wasn't quite sure how I was going to get the mortgage paid or the car payment made or, you know, any host of a number of things. But I always kept the vision as to why I was doing what I'm doing. You know, do you ever lose sight of that? Do you ever find yourself in the entrepreneurial journey and you're like, wow, this really sucks. Not a lot of money coming in. Sure do. The bills keep coming in regularly. That's the one thing. What if all the money came in as regularly as the bills came in? Wouldn't that be awesome? You ever find yourself thinking like that? You ever find yourself thinking, boy, what did I give up again? Gave up that steady weekly, biweekly check, health insurance, a little bit of contribution to a retirement plan. I could sure use some of that right now. But then you shake yourself and you're like, you snap right out of it. You're like, oh, I remember why I'm doing what I'm doing, because I don't want to be a slave to somebody or something the rest of my adult life. I know why I'm doing what I'm doing, because I actually have a pulse. I can actually fog a mirror. I'm a living, breathing human being, and I have a lot to offer the world, and it just doesn't jive with what everybody else wants me to be. That's why I'm doing. I'm doing what I'm doing because I've got a family, and rather than have my children look into the eyes of a video camera at a daycare center every day so I can keep an eye on them, I'd rather they look into the eyes of their parents on a regular basis. Isn't that a novel concept? Rather than get up and get all stressed out and stuck in corporate grind traffic and gridlock every single morning and at night and come home and, you know, I'm giving the direct reports at my office everything I've got, and then the people that I really love and care about, they get the seconds. They get all the sloppy seconds that I have to offer at the end of the day, which really isn't much. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing, because I don't want to die with the music still in me. And so that's kind of what I'm doing, what I'm doing. So it's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. We're 3.5 minutes into the show, and you're probably wondering, if it's the first time you're plugging in, what's up? This dude is off the chain. You got that right. You got that right, buddy. Abnormal, like they say, stands for above normal. So it's Sam Crowley. You may have noticed also, if you're a regular listener to the podcast, a little bit of a head cold, which has a lot to do with why I haven't recorded a show in the past few days. I was out in San Diego for a quick weekend jaunt. And I mean quick. 2 days. San Diego. Had everybody and the neighbors checking on my wife, Angela, who is our baby, is officially 23 weeks along in the process. We're not where we need to be by any stretch, but, man, we're a heck of a lot further than we were. Thanks for all the prayers, all the thoughts, everybody, all the great fans, man. Just check out the Twitter feed, at Sam Crowley, just like it sounds, at Sam Crowley. People checking in all the time. Podcast reviews, our fan page is blowing up, facebook.com/everydaysaturday. Make sure you connect somehow, some way with the show, the inspiration, the motivation. We'll keep you engaged, and we'll keep you focused on your very own Saturday. And I appreciate all the love coming back. I went out to San Diego this past weekend to sit in and learn about a brand new BizOp that I'm going to be involved with. BizOp, short for business opportunity. Got to keep in mind, this show goes out to over 100 countries. English may not be your native tongue, so I appreciate you listening to the guy that talks super, super fast, because I'm excited, I'm fired up, I'm focused, I got a lot going on. I love BizOps, man. If you didn't check out the blog post, so I haven't been able to put a new blog post out this week, everydaysaturday.com/blog. Check out the August 5th post. Pretty controversial. Maybe it was August 6th. Was it yesterday? Either way, you'll see it. August 6th. And it was about chasing shiny objects. It was August 5th. So I love it, man. I'm a shiny object chaser. I've talked about this a lot over the course of the Everyday Saturday show because, you know what? So many people held me down my whole life. And I'm not trying to sound like a victim, but damn it. When I was in a job, I had to be someplace at a certain time and speak a certain way and had to wear a tie and, just had to do all this stupid stuff. Now that I'm free to chase my dream, just like you are, I find myself chasing a lot of things. But you don't get distracted. See, this negative connotation that comes with chasing shiny objects, you've got more than one thing going on in your life. You know, I was talking about in the blog, as human beings, we are built to multitask, you know? It's not like you're ironing your shirt while you're trying to blow dry your hair, or mowing the lawn while you're trying to change diapers, you know, or trying to get toast out of the toaster while you're filling up a bucket of water. I mean, that's stupid. And so would chasing 10 different opportunities at one time be stupid. But boy, when you chase one down and you get it going, and then you get that thing humming and you automate it, and then you chase another one down. I mean, this is stuff that you really love to do. Then you get that humming and you automate it. And this isn't difficult, man. This is really easy stuff. And I think so many people make online, especially entrepreneurship, very difficult. And I think the people who want to make it difficult are the ones that want to sell you the picks and the shovels, you know? You know who got rich during the gold rush, right? It wasn't necessarily the people who were mining the gold. It was the people that were selling the picks and the shovels to the people that were mining the gold. They're the ones that got rich. They sold out of them. They couldn't manufacture enough because everybody was going to the West Coast to mine the gold. So if you've got picks and shovels that you can sell in your niche, you're going to get a hell of a lot wealthier than individuals who are actually going after that. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? So when I chase a biz op, it's because it's the thrill, man. It's the thrill of the hunt. I got one shot at life. I mean, I got one shot. I saw my mom live a miserable existence in the sense that working in a factory as a plant nurse, raising 8 kids by herself, hitchhiking some mornings in 20 below weather just so she can get to a job she hated and so she could feed 8 kids that, you know, truth be told, guys, look, my mom had me when she was 40 years old. So to say I was a mistake, yeah, probably. My mom would never obviously say that, but she passed away in 1997, and I saw the miserable life she led, and I never wanted to be broke ever in my entire life. And you know what? I never wanted to settle. See, out of tough circumstances, and I didn't even have it tough compared to other people in the world, but I wasn't a Rockefeller or one of the Kennedys, but you know, out of tough circumstances comes resilience. And I'm not settling. I'm never settling. And I gave up caring what other people think about me and what I do a long, long time ago, you know? And so when you have that type of feeling and you're an entrepreneur, man, sky's the limit. The sky's the limit. So I got this head cold because I flew out to San Diego. It seems whenever I travel, I get sick. I mean, I had laryngitis this week, so I couldn't record a show. So I flew to San Diego. I don't record a show on Saturdays because every day is Saturday. We take that off. Sunday was a spiritual podcast. Couldn't record because I was locked up in hotel meetings all day. And then Sunday, I came down with this massive head cold, flew back Monday. Try flying with a head cold. You ever do that? My God. It seriously felt like somebody had like a hammer and was just nailing it into my head the whole time from the flight to San Diego to Dallas, Dallas to Cincinnati. And boy, when I got back, my ears were ringing. My head was stuffed. So I couldn't record. I had laryngitis, couldn't talk. So here I am, and it's Thursday now, and I'm finally able to get back behind the mic. I missed you guys. I missed delivering this message, and I was so excited to bring back this message from San Diego because when I chase stuff down, I don't care if it's a biz op, a real estate deal, whatever it is, you can be rest assured I'm very passionate about it. Excuse me. I'm very, very passionate about it. It's not just I'm not going to leave my pregnant wife and my 3 kids behind to go chase something down that I just don't have an excitement level to. So what do you do? I mean, when you chase any type of opportunity, are you chasing it for the money? That's the worst thing to do, man. That's the worst thing. I'll talk about that as well. I spent some time with Matt Traynor, one of the top SEO guys in the world, and this guy's doing hundreds and thousands of dollars a day. A day, okay? Hundreds of thousands of dollars a day. And it's just crazy. It's not the money. Matt came to a realization. He shared with us In the mastermind we were in on Saturday, that we were all out there to learn more marketing skills and then got pitched a BizOp, which I say those words awesomely. Like, I love being pitched a BizOp from successful people. I don't like being pitched a BizOp from broke people. You know the difference, right? You log into Facebook and you got a message there. Hey, Sam, you're on my chicken list. You probably won't even read this, but I got to show you this. You're going to get in at the top level. It's like being in Amway before it was even invented. It's like being in the room when Facebook got started. And check this link out. And we're all getting placed right underneath the owner. But I'm like, you're broke. You know how I know you're broke? Because I clicked on your Facebook profile and you've been spewing broke-isms for the last 5 years about how broke you are. So I'm not joining your biz up. Matt Traynor, making $500,000 a day? Yeah, I'm joining his biz up. So we were talking and Matt was saying how he just lied in bed for recently, this year, for 3 months at a time. Depressed, miserable, searching for the meaning of life. Guy's got more money than most of us will ever see in our lifetime. And he was broke, miserable, and laying in bed just watching movies on an iPad. I mean, just wondering, what am I going to do with my life? And it's not the first person I've heard tell that story about having all the money in the world and being absolutely miserable. And I don't know how many times you got to hear that story to realize that you're not going to be happy when you have money. I promise you, you're not. It's just not going to happen. You're going to find a way to either blow that money and be right back where you were, which is why 80% of lotto winners go broke, because they don't have any experience whatsoever with prosperity. They have no idea how to treat money. They don't even know what to do with it. Family comes out of the woodwork and says, oh, you won the lotto. Can I have $1 million? Yeah, sure. Like, you know, playing the guilt complex on me. Here you go. Whatever. However they go broke, 80% find a way to go broke. And if you're the other way, you're going to help a lot of people and you're going to be very happy. Money is just, it's going to expose more of the person who you really are. I talk about the CEO I used to work for, the biggest ass you've ever met in your entire life. Guy's about 4 foot tall, the biggest jerk you'll ever meet in your entire life. He got the recognition and notoriety, a lot of money, and he became a bigger ass. And that's all it was. It just exposes more of who you are. You know, I talk about this in my book, too, No More Workdays, The Journey to Making Every Day a Saturday. Man, I discovered it after my first $1 million launch online. It's, I don't know how to describe the feeling, but it's as if you wished it didn't happen. Craziest thing, man, when Matt was talking about it this weekend, I could put myself in his shoes. After I had my first launch online that was really big and had all that money in the bank, like I'd log in and see hundreds of thousands of dollars in a checking account, I wished it never happened. You know why? Man, it's going to sound crazy, and I don't know if this has happened to you or if you're going to be listening to this thinking, wow. This is going to be a revelation for you, though. I wished it never happened because it didn't even remotely resemble the feeling that I thought I would have. Like, I thought my first $1 million launch, or forget a million, let's say $100,000. You know, you do $100,000 launch. Wouldn't you think if you logged into a bank account, just a checking account, and you saw $200,000 in there, for example, on a Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock, that you'd be excited? But I wasn't. I had none of the feelings I thought that I would have when I was, you know, 23, 25 years old, because I dreamed about this day happening. I dreamed. I mean, heck, I was interviewed when I was a senior in high school. I was interviewed for our school newspaper because I was the student council president of Bradford High. And I remember I got interviewed for the school newspaper and I said I'd make $1 million $100,000 by the time I was 30 years old. They printed $1 million though, and all my buddies just ragged on me forever. But the title of the article was "Who is Sam Crowley?" My family still brings that article up. It was 30 years ago and they're like, "Who is Sam Crowley?" And just, you know, drives them nuts that, you know, they one thing about my family, they can never let anything go. I got that trait from them as well. But when I did make $100,000 by the time I was 30, I was in sales and had my first six-figure year when I was 30 years old. So I do believe a lot in vision. I do believe a lot in whatever you want to call it. I don't call it the universe. I call it God. You know, God puts good things in my past. God gives me grace. God created the universe, but I don't want to get into a religious argument about that. I'm just saying God put that in my path because I believe it's God's money, you know, and he gives me as much as he wants to give me. I'll go out and take massive action and earn as much as I can as well, but in the end of the day, it's his money, you know, and I get to be a steward of that. And if I'm a stupid, you know, if I'm an idiot about it, then I go broke. And if I'm a good steward of it, then I'm blessed with more of it. That's the way I live my life. But when I got all that money, I had a very hollow feeling because it wasn't how I thought I would feel. I thought I would feel like I was on top of the world, bulletproof, and, you know, on my way to bigger and better things. But you know, the pressure then sets in. Like, wow, you did this much. You made 100 grand in whatever it is, a week or so. And just hypothetically speaking, if you were to make 100 grand in a week, then you would be expected to do that again. Not just from other people. Like, oh, wow, you're doing this. Cool. Let's do a joint venture. Maybe you can help me do it. Or how about I pay you 20 grand and you coach me? I didn't even know how I did these numbers. Like, quite honestly, I just aligned myself with people who could get me to where I needed to go and point me in the direction, and we did joint ventures together, and boom, huge product launch. But now people are thinking that you've got the magic dust, and then all of a sudden now you're thinking, geez, I got to do better because I can't do worse than this. You know, that's a lot of pressure. Now I got to do better than I did. And it's no fun. It's just no fun. When Matt was going over at Matt Trainer this weekend in San Diego, we were talking about it. He's just like, yeah, I just laid in bed and I thought, there's got to be more purpose to my life. And I hear that from so many people, because we've talked about this on the Everyday Saturday show for so many times, the S word. You know what the S word, it's not success, all right? Everybody wants success, okay? But that's not true. You know what everybody wants? Everybody wants significance. Everybody wants to know that their life was, that their life actually meant something. You know, like there was actually some meaning to why they were on this earth for 40, 50, 60, 70 years. You know, why was I even here? And that's what we really got to come to grips with, is why are we here? What are we doing? Like, I'm recording this podcast. I may go long today, man. I'm sorry. I haven't talked in 5 days. I finally got my voice back. You may be in for a long Everyday Saturday podcast, but I want to keep it real, man, because I don't know why you're here. I would love for you to find out why you're here. And it's not to make money. It's not to make a product. It's not even to make friends. It's to make influence. You know, it's to have a life of significance. It's to make such an incredible impact. Now, you can make more impact with more money. That's true. Because like I did, you can hop on an airplane, get to San Diego, stay in a nice hotel for a couple days, and come back home the next day. I mean, you can do those types of things and generate different ideas with individuals and become an influencer, you know? And that's exciting. But, man, I'll tell you, if I haven't heard one, I've heard 100 people tell me that they've been up, they've been down. They've had everything, they've had nothing. And sometimes when they had nothing, they were the happiest because there was no pressure on them to do anything. So just be very careful about why you are doing what it is right now that you're doing. Because you can quit your job. For example, I get a lot of emails from people in a job. They're like, Sam, what's the secret to quitting a job? Because whenever I think about quitting, I literally become almost ill, like sick to my stomach. And I say the secret to quitting a job is to actually do it, because you're going to find out there's really no boogeyman behind the door. Now, here's the other thing. The thing that's stopping you from quitting your job is the person you know you are. Because you're betting on the old you, number one, not the new you. And you know that that first day that you wake up, you're going to be like a kitty in a lightning storm. After you don't have a job anymore, it's like, what am I going to do? I can go to Starbucks and grab a coffee, but then what do? I can open up my laptop, but what do I even type? Like, what websites do I even go to? Where do I even go? I got to create a business. How do I even create a business? What's my product? I don't even know what my product is. And I can see right now, people listening to this podcast, thousands and thousands of people are listening. You're nodding your head. You know, you're like, yeah, man, you're right. I don't even know what I'm even going to talk about. Well, let me help you out. All right, let me help you gain some clarity. All right. First of all, take the pressure off, because one of the things that's blocking you right now from getting 100% clarity in your mission and your movement is the judgment from other people. And whether you realize this or not, your subconscious is blocking this from happening, okay? Your subconscious wants you. They want to do exactly what it is that you're telling it to do. It really does. It's an order-taking machine. Whatever you tell it to think about, focus on, absolutely it's going to. But you can't get your mind quiet enough and block out all the other stuff that's happened in your life, from your teenage years to your 20s to your 30s till now, and all what people are going to think. You can't block that out and just focus on, if you can just get in a quiet spot, do this, all right? Stand up. If you're driving a car, don't do it right now, all right? But just stand up if you're listening to this show. All right, if you're at your computer, your desktop, your cubicle, especially if you're at a cubicle at work, that would be great. Would love to see all the cubicle dwellers staring at you right now. And just look around. All right, just look. Don't talk. Don't do anything. Just look around. And then start wiggling your toes. All right, we did this out in San Diego, and it was powerful. Matt did this, and it was really it was awesome. I've seen it done before, but I hadn't done it in forever. And just wiggle your toes. All right, look around. Did you see anything? Did you look at anybody? No. You were complete. Just for that 6 seconds right there, you were quiet. No distractions, nothing. You were just quiet because you weren't focused. You were just looking around the room. All right, you weren't focused. No thoughts were allowed into your head. And your toes, moving your toes, crunching your toes, curling them up, moving them around, shifting them, wiggling them inside your shoes. Or maybe you got flip-flops on it. That's a little bit of meditation right there, you know, without all the crazy woo-woo stuff that's going on around you right there. Right? You're focused on your toes, your feet, the energy coming up. You got to get in a quiet spot. If you really want to find out where you're going and what your purpose is going to be in life, you can't do it in a clouded, busy, chaotic mind. How do I know? Because I've been there. My worst days of productivity come when my mind is completely clouded, crowded, filled with all this stuff. I got bills to pay. I've got kids. Look, I'm the sole breadwinner of the Crowley family. I am taking care of a bedridden wife, 3 children, and it's summertime, okay? Kids aren't in school all day. I am their 100% entertainment as well, every day. They go back to school 2 weeks from today, okay? It's a lot of pressure on one person, and I'm not even going to try to pretend that I got it all figured out. But you know what I do? I find a little bit of time each day to gain clarity, to gain some quiet time, whenever that is. I've had to adjust my schedule a little bit. Got this head cold, came back from San Diego, knocked me out for a couple days, haven't been able to create a podcast. But I don't get worrisome. I don't get anxious. I don't do that anymore. You know, I let God speak to me, and I try to get myself in a very quiet spot, and I try to remind myself every single day, why is it that I'm doing what I'm doing? Like, what? Why is it that I'm doing what I do? When I wrote that blog post yesterday, or a couple of days ago, I wrote it on the plane ride back. So I think I finished it on Monday night, and I uploaded it Tuesday, so it would have been the 5th of August, everydaysaturday.com/blog. And I was really passionate about that topic because I see people who leave a job and then they go to become an entrepreneur, and then they join a biz op. I'm strictly talking about people who join business opportunities. And then they let their sponsor, their upline, whoever it is, control their mind and say, hey, you can only do this one biz op. You can only do this one. You know, you go chase those shiny objects, you're never going to have success. I'm like, bull crap. Nobody else cares if you focus on more than one activity. You can multitask. As I said, as human beings, we are supercomputers. We can do whatever it is we want to do, all right? But the only person that doesn't want you to do it is you're probably paying a residual every month or some auto shipment with your company. And if you stop doing that, that person above you doesn't get paid. That's why they don't want you focusing on more than one opportunity. But I do. Last week I talked about what Zach Crawford and I are doing in Moeb. And if a lot of you, man, a lot of people listen to this podcast because I've got the emails back. Few of you have actually joined at the $49 level, and you're watching how we're scaling this baby to 100 grand a month. And you need to join. I highly suggest you join our team on Moeb. Just go to Join Moeb today. Check out the video. Join Moeb, M-O-B-E, today. Or just go to My Online Cash Machine. They both point to the same place, myonlinecashmachine.com. And check it out, because that's the business opportunity. I just wanted to take a second and talk about it, because that's the business opportunity that I'm currently promoting. And you know what's awesome? It's not going to be the last one. It's not the first one. It's not going to be the last one. And here's another thing. There's two things you got to understand. Your brand, like who you are, your brand, you need to have your own standalone brand, whatever that is. Mine is everydayissaturday.com. It is, was, always will be my brand. All right. So that's speaker, trainer, seminar leader, and my own products that I create. Real estate investing is another passion of mine. So I'll always have these 40 units and probably buy some more and do a couple flips here and there. That's cool. You have no problem doing that. Love it. Huge real estate fan. They're not making any more land, so it's always going to be a good investment. But there's got to be a place in your portfolio for business opportunities. Something to keep the thrill there, something you can automate, something you can also work with other entrepreneurs like myself. And I'm highly encouraging you to put that in your business portfolio. You don't got to invest 100 grand in it. I mean, that's not necessary. You can certainly make 100 grand with business opportunities. The beauty of biz ops are, if you just look at it from a mature perspective and not look at it like a 19-year-old like most people do, they just have this immature thought. Well, we're building long-term with our company, so we're not going to be gone tomorrow. Yeah, you are. I have no delusions of grandeur that Moeb or any other business opportunity will be here 10 years from now. Nor do I even care. I'm in it for today, the summer of 2014. That's why I have fun, man. That's how you don't put pressure on yourself. Because if your business opportunity isn't around in 2 years and you've gone and told everybody that it would be long term, you look like an idiot. If you're just honest and say, hey, man, I'm having fun right now, the summer 2014, you ought to get in while the getting in is good and we're taking this thing to the top and it's going to be awesome. We're going to have a lot of fun, mastermind. Then that's the way to do it. So check it out. Go to joinmobtoday.com. Let's do it, man. $49. Have fun. Make money. But in this whole grand scheme of things, you know, this whole entrepreneurial mindset, you got to find your purpose in life. You got to figure out your own unique DNA, from the color of your hair to the color of your skin to the color of your eyes to the way you walk to the way you talk to what you think. That is all so unique to you. You know what I'm talking about? Like, there's nobody else that thinks like you, talks like you, walks like you. How are you going to put that to work in a positive way and impact millions of people around the world? Or are you going to be selfish and just impact yourself? Are you going to grab the remote control, watch your favorite sporting event or stupid reality show, and just call it a life and just sit there on the couch like most people with a bag of Cheetos and doing nothing but serving your own decadence, you know? Well, I don't care about anybody else as long as I got my, I got it. Yeah, that's the epitome of selfishness, all right? I believe you're here, I'm here, we're all here to add value to the world in this just lightning fast short period of time we're here. Wouldn't it make you feel good if somebody contributed their success to you? If you saved a life, which you absolutely can do. You have greatness inside of you. Absolute greatness inside of you. Won't you unleash it? It starts with finding why you're here, man. Just find out. It's not a deep, deep question, but you got to get in a quiet spot. Wiggle the toes. Stand up. Don't get distracted. Get in a quiet spot. Go by a tree, in a park, by a river, somewhere where you can get creative. Get away from the computer. Just bring a notepad and a pen. And start writing down ideas on how you're going to impact the community and then impact the world and what vision you have, the special talents, plural. Yes, you have special talents nobody else has. What are they? They could be as simple as the gift of a smile. They can be the gift of encouragement. They could be, you could be an incredible listener, which is 1% of the population. How are you going to take those gifts and put them to work? You know, it could be holding a baby at Children's Hospital for 2 hours a day, and while you're there for 2 hours a day for 30 days, you're going to make unbelievable connections. Maybe you're speaking at an event in Children's Hospital next year. Maybe you're helping an individual. Maybe you're building a website for somebody who you met there by taking care of their children. Maybe you went into business with a nurse to build a huger movement in the entrepreneurial realm. You have no idea. You have no idea the impact you're going to have on the world until you actually get off your ass and get out there and make something happen. Sitting on the couch, sitting in an office, sitting in a cubicle, staring at a computer is the epitome of selfishness, and it's never going to help the masses. You've got to get out and get your message out there in order to help as many people, because if you want to make money, and I know you want to make money, so let me share with you the recipe for making the most amount of money is to serve the most amount of people. I've never seen it done any other way, not one time. Unless it's a lotto winner and 80% of them go broke. Because when you serve a lot of people, you are dialed into your purpose. And when you're dialed into your purpose, you don't have the lotto ticket mentality, because when abundance and prosperity comes your way and you has purpose and passion with it, that money sticks to you, man, like absolute freaking glue. And you couldn't get rid of that money if you tried, because purpose and passion are the glue that keeps prosperity close to you. Are you with me? Damn, this was a good podcast. I'm so happy to be back at the Everyday Saturday Show with Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.